Sci-fi. Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, one guest, and one screaming family in the background. Is it bedtime? When's bedtime?
It's close. Willie? It's close.
All right. So, deal with it, listeners. It's free. You didn't pay for this. You can handle a baby screaming in the background. Is it insulting if I call him a baby? What is he, a toddler?
Oh, no. I think that, yeah, but you call a toddler a baby and he grows up a little bit.
because he resents the title.
Yeah.
If you have a 5-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the air. If you want to support us monetarily, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and get 2 bonus episodes a week. There's a Discord. You kind of have to join. I hate to say it, but you kind of have to join the Patreon to get on the Discord because that's the only place that you can get the link. I don't even think you would have to. You don't have to pay. You could just join the Patreon and then message me and then I would send you the link.
Yeah, and the link only lasts for a few hours, so it's weird that...
No, it lasts days, but it's infrequent how many people ask for it, so it changes all the time. I kind of like that. I like the exclusivity of it.
Yeah, and we're figuring it out. Maybe we are.
we did our first live stream last Sunday, or I guess this Sunday, the previous Sunday. I forget when these come out. So look out for those. We're going to try to do those semi-regularly. And we announce them on all the socials. So, just kind of watch out for them. What's our Twitch? It's just twitch.com/reallifesci-fi, right?
Yep.
So you can just like subscribe to that and get a notification anytime we go live.
And I know that this doesn't matter for anybody who already listens to the show, but Facebook, for some reason, has podcasts now. So now our podcast page actually has the show on it. So I just think that's kind of cool. It's kind of too late.
Yeah. Yeah. Facebook is a dinosaur and they're grasping at anything that could make them relevant.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, you know what? I kind of don't want, like, for all the Facebook groups that I'm in, I don't want it.
Listen, that terrifies me a little bit because my mom now has very easy access to it. Cause as we all know, Facebook is just where parents are these days. So I'm sure my parents are going to start listening and think that,
they're going to disown me too.
Yeah. They're going to hate us both. Although my dad is so into conspiracies right now that he would probably come on here and agree with you a bunch.
Yeah, it's funny how worlds collide in that realm where it's just like, yeah, I believe this too, but for very different reasons. Like, oh, crap.
Well, shit, I was going to introduce our guest, but he got bored and he wandered off.
I'm back.
Oh, he's back. Yeah. I didn't even ask how to introduce you. It's our good friend, friend of the pod, been on numerous episodes. I don't have a title for him because I'm bad at my job. It's Timothy Pizza.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be back.
Thanks for being here, and thanks for doing the live stream with us.
You've been on a few times, and did you have fun in the live stream?
Yeah, I was amazed at how well, because like I said at the end of the live thing, I was like, Willie and I occasionally like we'll call one another and have these ideas that often fizzle. But how great that came together within like, what was it, a day and a half?
That was extremely crazy. Aaron Pierce jumped in and just handled all the work. But yeah, I was just like, I thought it was going to take a few weeks just for it to happen. And it took less than 2 days.
Yeah, we have to shout out Aaron Pierce and we have to shout out Sevan Najarian for making those graphics for us and stuff. Yeah. We didn't ask them to do that. They just did it. And that's fucking cool. So
yeah, it looked great.
They would want us to plug Channel 101 here. It's still going. I don't know how even to plug it at this point because it's a Twitch too. twitch.com/official channel 101, I believe.
Yep. Well, I think it's channel 101 official, and they have they stream, they have stuff every weekend, which is really cool. They're playing old episodes and stuff. They've got the podcast, the Patreon for the podcast. where they're going through old screenings, and then Frequency 101, which is the audio version of Channel 101. So a lot of creative stuff going on, and they're really not only spearheading, but like responsible for making people honest about being creative. I mean, they're doing too much. So please go support them in every way you can.
Right. I don't know. Make stuff for 101. It's easy. And I'm sure they need content, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I stopped paying attention. Anyway, Timothy, sorry. We should have done that before we introduced you. What's up, man? So you've been on the show before. You're into these conspiracy theories. Did you go to the Roswell thing?
No.
You didn't?
No. But I am very much so into conspiracy theories. Now is really a weird time for it because I'm still into the conspiracy theories, but they're not as fun as they used to be. Now they're just like, ugh, it's kind of nuts. But I've had an interesting pandemic. I was building synthesizers for a while, and then I got bored of that. And then I got really into politics, and then I ditched all the politics because I didn't like it. So now I'm just kind of trying to figure out what I want to do next. Probably go back into making synth music at some point. But everything's kind of mellowing out from COVID.
So wait, you were physically making synthesizers?
Yeah, I like soldered it's called SMD soldering. So it's like the pieces are the size of like a piece of sand. And you got to get like this crazy magnifying glass that's like on one of those dentist arm things so you can put it over thing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Only
like
one
watchmaker or something, like an old timey watchmaker.
I trashed like 12 kits.
Do you have any theremins of any sort?
Theremins are easy, man. Yeah, you could. I could probably build you one of those.
Do you ever play with the 808 that had the theremin on it, the digital theremin?
Not that one in particular, but I've seen those. We used to have one in a guitar. One of the guys had one built into his guitar in my old band. Yeah. Yeah, it was, they're pretty sweet.
The theremin is hard. Like my dick, I think is what you were going to say.
Oh, yeah, no, the theremin's
Timothy,
like,
it's not that kind of show, man. It's not that kind of show.
I'll put my dick back in its pants.
That would be fun if your dick made theremin noises when someone got near it.
That would be a pretty funny show.
I mean, that would be a good, that would be a good, like, trash B schlocky sci-fi where a teen wakes up and every time he gets a boner, because he's got to be a teen because that's when you get, like, the worst boners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just go like, and everyone would be like, where is that coming from?
Oh, this music sucks. Like, what are you talking about? It's his boner. It's pretty good.
Oh, so they all know, and they're into it.
Yeah.
After
I thought it would be like more like, Mr. Bennigan, can you please answer this question at the board? And then he would stand up, and it would be going.
Well, what if all penises made theremin noises when they did anything?
I mean, the world would be so filled with theremin. It would be like crickets. You would just stop hearing it after a while.
It would be one harmonious blast.
Maybe then everyone would get on Willie's side and think that we're all connected or whatever bullshit he's always talking about.
It's like string theory.
Okay, well, you've been on the show multiple times. Do you remember your WoW scale score, or should we do it? What do you guys think?
Let's do it again, because I think the world has changed me since the last time I've been on the podcast.
You're getting more jaded. You're getting more
I might be
upset.
Awake now.
You've seen a political influence on conspiracies now, which kind of change.
I wouldn't be surprised if I'm a Wade now. Let's do it.
I would be surprised if you're a Wade.
Me too.
Okay, the WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz, and if you're on the 5 side of the spectrum, you're more of a Willie, and if you're on a 0 side of the spectrum, you're more of a Wade. Are you ready to get Wade on the WoW scale?
Oh, that's nice. I like that. I like Nick that. Hill. Solid pun work. Thank you.
You haven't been listening, I take it.
I haven't listened. No, I have not. But I'm not going to lie. I'm behind.
No, that's fine. We have so many friends that have podcasts. I don't listen to any of them. And I'm like, whatever. What's your show?
Hey, shout out to Ryan Reynolds for listening.
Yeah, man. It's cool. Wow.
Are you a wed or are you a willy?
Question number one. It's a three-part question. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, to all three.
Okay, you're clearly not a Wade already. Question number two. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Where are you from?
I live in Oakland.
Well, no, where were you raised?
I was raised like in Danville, Concord, Alamo, which is like east of Oakland, like suburbs.
Oh, okay. And you're still there in Oakland?
Yeah. I mean, I was in San Francisco for around 20 years, but I haven't left the Bay my whole life.
Okay. So were you raised religious at all?
Yes.
What Catholic. Kind? Okay. Catholic. Like strict Catholic or kind of like whatever Catholic?
Kind of like liberal Catholic. The high school that I went to was very liberal. They were cool.
But it was a Catholic? It was a Catholic school?
Yeah, I mean, if you're into sports, you've probably heard of us. It was the De La Salle. They were the big football guys for a while.
Yeah, you probably heard of us.
Is that where DJ Williams went?
This sounds familiar.
Basically, these church schools recruit everyone from around the state or city if you're a regular school, you have to do zoning laws. Like, oh, you're not allowed to go to our school because you don't live in this area. Oh, you're going across town because it's your religion? Okay, and so they recruit these fucking best football players of the town. They have these really great teams.
I mean, I don't know how the other teams were, but all I can say about those guys is they were at school from like 4:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night working their asses
Jesus
off.
Christ.
Yeah. They were, like you didn't even see them most of the time. Like they were just always doing football. Like it was nuts.
And so are you still religious or did you ever buy into it?
I was religious for a minute when I was probably around 10 or 11. Then I started listening to like,
Real Life Sci-Fi.
No, it was like a,
cause we're like 20 years older than you.
Yeah. Yeah. I started to learn that like, the stuff the church was saying was different from like what the Bible was saying. Like,
right.
I remember like at one point I read the whole Bible for some reason. I might've been cause they just put me on like Adderall when I was a kid.
I'm going to jump in real quick. Yeah. That is where DJ Williams went to high school. So it's pretty close to,
DJ Williams?
Pretty close to Walnut Creek, right? That's where everybody.
Yeah.
Manischewitz.
Willie's getting hula hoops right now.
Is lassoing Willie with a hula hoop.
The reason I ask about the religion thing is because when it comes to ghosts, do you believe that they are sort of like dead people or what do you think ghosts are?
I had one experience with a ghost. I think I said it on the show before, but I'll do a really quick version of it. I was at my last apartment, they told me I could smoke inside because they didn't want the smoke blowing down to the, you know, courtyard where the kids played.
Smoke doesn't work that way. It goes up, but whatever. I'm with
it. Yeah. And I had these three framed pictures in the hallway. And I was sitting, in the bathroom that was at the end of the hallway with the front door open and, I leaned over and looked into the bathtub and like moved back to like sit with like my elbows on my knees. And when I looked back down, the three pictures from the hallway were on the ground right at my feet, like right next to each other.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't remember that story. Holy shit.
Maybe I just told it to Willie. But I had theories about what I think was happening. And because the guy who lived there before me died in there, like he died in his sleep of being overweight. And somebody kept mailing me letters like to him, you know, they were for him. And then yeah. I was moving out and I'd collected like five or six of these. And then when I was moving out, like, I know it's against the law. I was just like, fuck it. You know? So I just opened this lady's letters and they were like, yo man, where are you? We've been looking for you forever. You know, like, what's going on? Tell me what happened. So I wrote this really bizarre letter to her saying like, I didn't open any of your letters, but I saw your return address. And based on that, I'm guessing you're wondering where this person is. And I just want to let you know that they passed away. And I made up a nicer way of him dying. I don't remember what it was, but I just, you know, wrote her. I said that he passed away of something. You
What's
know,
better not, than dying in your sleep?
No, being overweight. Like he suffocated.
Well, you just say he died in his sleep.
That might have been what I said.
Okay.
Yeah, I said something. Yeah, I think I said something along those lines. And then she wrote me like this really nice letter. I think I might have like, I think it might have been like a sad moment because my wife, girlfriend at the time, and I were like reading the letter, and I think she started crying. It was a pretty sweet moment. But I, for some reason, thought that when the pictures hitting the ground thing happened, I was like. And then I was going through the mail right before it happened. So I was like, maybe I should just fucking write this person, tell her what's up. But, or it could have just been, maybe I'm crazy and like fucking put the pictures there and blacked out. I don't know. I don't remember being insanely loaded that day or, you know, doing ketamine or anything. But, yeah, I don't know. That's my ghost experience.
I mean, that's a pretty fucking heavy. You looked one way, you looked back, and the pictures were at your feet.
Yeah, blink of an eye. Like, yeah, like, have you ever sat on the edge of a bathtub and then you like lean over and look in it and then like lean back? Like, I don't know. It's just like a reflex. If you sit on the edge of the bathtub, you're going to lean over and look in it for a sec. In case you fall in, you want to know if there's water or something. I don't fucking know.
Well, now I just have a weird literal question. Why were you sitting? Would you ash in the toilet or something? Why are you sitting on the bathtub?
I would put the ashtray on the toilet, but if I sat on I didn't like to sit on the toilet because if I sat on the bathtub, I could see out the front door.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if I sat
that
on the
like
toilet.
Sounds like a very relaxing cigarette. I got to go to the bathroom and sit on this cold tub.
Yeah.
well, that's fucking crazy. All right. So you do believe in ghosts. Question number three, do you believe in Bigfoot?
I want to, but no. I'll say no.
What makes you want to? Just just your childhood curiosity?
Yeah, like I imagine Bigfoot as being like a friendly guy that would, you know, I'd be out mountain biking and like okay. I'd hit a rock and my tire would be flat.
I can't imagine any version of Bigfoot who would be friendly.
I had a comic book about Bigfoot where it was friendly when I was a little kid.
Well, I could write you a friendly Hitler comic book if you want.
Maybe.
Yeah, right. I'm like, honestly, for all the different animals that I've.
Wait, how did he get from Bigfoot to Hitler? That's.
I just thought of the most unlikable guy.
Yeah, okay.
If you're basing friendliness on a comic book, you know.
I hope that Bigfoot helps you one day when you get a flat tire.
I don't need help. I'm an adult. I know how to change a tire.
So does Bigfoot. And you
probably would you change your tire or would you AAA? Do you have AAA?
I have AAA. Me? That's for women.
I'm like 50-50.
Yeah, I change a tire.
Like I've changed a bunch, but I'm like, and I probably would change that one too.
The only way I would have AAA is if I didn't have a spare, and I don't actually know if my car has a spare. I think it does.
See, I've been using AAA this whole time for all these cars I have that don't start all the time.
All right. If you saw Bigfoot pulled over on the side of the road and he had a flat tire, would you help him change it or let him use your AAA?
Because now he's like a person who functions in a society where he somehow purchased a car and was also driving.
Whoa, big fella. Just trying to help.
Bigfoot, do you not know how? You should not drive a car unless you know how to change a tire. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm from the 50s here.
I'm not trying to take your tire.
Let me show you. Here's how the jack works. Calm down. It's just a tool. It's not a weapon.
Oh, Bigfoot. I didn't know he was mean until later in life.
Well, the reason I say that is because, like, if he's either a feral, weird human, or he's a wild animal. So he's not going to be nice.
Most humans aren't nice, you know? I mean, just saying, like, I mean, maybe they want to be, but I'm just like, animals are just animals. But if you think humans are more than animals and you think maybe intelligent Bigfoot might be something more, just remember, like, humans aren't nice either. Like, don't fucking go talk to Bigfoot.
No. Bigfoot is not friendly people.
Question number four. So you said no on Bigfoot, but you want to. Question number four, do you believe in psychics?
No.
Have you ever been to a psychic?
Yeah.
What'd they say to you?
In fact, all the shit that they said came true, but I still don't believe them. I think they were like fucking sight reading me somehow.
What did they say that came true?
That I was going to move to, when I lived in Chico, they said I was going to move to the Bay Area and work with giant machines.
That's pretty specific.
I know, dude.
And I got a job dispatching tugboats and ships.
And you don't believe in psychics. You almost just made me believe in psychics, but you don't believe in it. You think they're cold reading you somehow?
Yeah, because maybe she looked at me and was like, oh, this kid's dumb and he's failing out of his college. He's going to go do a construction.
Like, what jobs are left?
Well, also, yeah. Who wants to live in Chino?
Chico.
The redheaded stepchild of Chino?
Exactly.
I don't know either of these places. All right, question number five. Are you superstitious?
No.
Did you play sports growing up?
No. I can't. I have club feet. So I had surgeries on my feet. I did like drugs in high school. Not like the bad ones. I mean, I just like smoked weed and drank. It was like a cool guy. And then like, and then started doing music in college.
Wait, explain to me what a clubfoot is. I've heard this a lot of times before, and I've probably even been told what it was, but I just heard it the other day, and I realized that I don't actually know what it is.
I think it's like you're born with missing parts of your ankle, or your ankles aren't put together right. And like, if you see people that are old with club feet that haven't had surgeries, they like walk with their feet in and like walk on their heels all weird.
Like extreme pigeon toe kind of thing?
Pigeon toe is the same thing, yeah. But it's like, yeah, their feet face that way.
Holy shit. You could golf.
Why would I? I don't want to golf.
Well, you get to ride around in the cart and you get to hit a ball.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
And then you get to make club jokes all day.
Yeah.
I got two extra clubs. My feet.
That's what you always guilt people when they beat you. Like, well, you know, you might be better than me, but I got extra clubs, and you just look down.
And they're like, what are you talking about? You've had surgery. You look normal.
Would a 5-iron be my foot because it's got 5 toes?
Well, it all depends on the
I don't know golf jokes.
The angle of your, well, I could have yes anded you, but instead I went pro golfer and and ruined your bit. All right. So you're not superstitious at all?
Nope. Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like that's... To be old and superstitious, I think, is weird. I mean, maybe when you're like a kid, you know, you don't step on a crack to break your mother's back. It's like, yeah, I get it. Kids are idiots.
That's just nursery rhyme shit. You don't have any instinct in you to, like, ever do something for good luck or anything like that?
I have been throwing salt over my shoulder, but only because... I was watching the Eddie Pepitone special, and he said something about throwing salt over your shoulder that was really funny. It made me think of that.
I didn't know there was an Eddie Pepitone special.
It came out right at the beginning of COVID. It was amazing. I watched it like 3 times.
What on what platform?
Netflix or Amazon maybe. It's at that cool movie theater looking place. I saw Harmontown there. The last Harmontown was there.
The Egyptian? No, what was that?
No, it was downtown.
The Typewriter?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Typewriter. I'm pretty sure it was filmed there.
Oh, crazy. Okay. Yeah, they were like kind of really taken off before COVID.
Eddie, Eddie Pepitone was my hero after that set that he did. It was so awesome. Funny. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can see him naked on Weeds. Did you know that, really?
Yeah. It was definitely after. It wasn't a season I worked on, but I knew about it.
Oh, okay. You didn't work that day?
I didn't work for the last couple seasons.
Like you can see the penis?
No. He's like, I think he gets conned in some way. He's like laying on a bed.
I also love the one where he's in hell, with that other guy, the last podcast on the left guy.
This is a show?
Yeah, it's an Eddie Pepitone show. It's a TV show. It's got like 3 seasons. They're like 10 minutes long. I think it was Adult Swim.
Is it Your Pretty Little Face Is Going to Hell?
That's the one.
Oh, I didn't know that the last podcast on the left guy, he made that show?
Yeah, the loud one. The really loud, the really excitable one.
Oh, I don't actually listen to it because this is the only podcast worth listening to. Oh, I would not recommend checking into some other conspiracy scary podcast. I would stick right here.
Oh, there's a.
In fact, we should probably bleep out any mention of that podcast.
Those guys talk about murders.
Oh, I thought it was like spooky stuff.
No, murders, like true crime shit.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you are like a two or a three. I'm gonna say you're a three. I'm gonna say you're halfway.
Okay.
Right in between us. You are the fulcrum to our leverage. Do those words check out?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Just because I think it's fascinating, and this high school De La Salle. Here's I just want to get list off some alumni because it's like not too many high schools have tons and tons of alumni, right?
Not too many listeners are going to know any of these names.
Yeah, it's just cool though.
They'll know if they're into sports.
Austin Hooper, tight end for the Browns. Maurice Jones-Drew, Jaguars running back. And I'm skipping over a bunch of linemen because there's so many. T.J. Ward, Amani Toomer, D.J. Williams from the Broncos. And then other sports. Listen, you got the Berry brothers. You got Brent Berry, Drew Berry, John Berry. Whatever. But, I mean, there definitely were a lot of linemen. I just laughed because I'm like, yeah, dude, this.
All right, I'm going to put a stop to this.
All right, yeah.
You're just listing names. So you're a three. Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, we recently had a Cosmic Hoax Watch Party. Go check that out. It's a documentary put out by Stephen Greer. We've got different extremes of how important this documentary is for our near, clear, and present future. So let's just get into our perspectives of just a little more in depth of like what the hell's going on. And ultimately, the documentary puts forth this idea that they are specifically going to fake an alien invasion. So that's what we'll end up talking about is like, why we've talked about this before, but how are they going to do it now? Now that disclosure, UFO alien disclosure is happening now. Are they going to fake a UFO invasion? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Our turn? I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Let me just ask you guys this. This is for both of you. Well, I mean, before I ask this question, like, I want to know what you thought, Wade, first. Of the documentary. What did you think of it as a whole?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I was distracted by trying to be entertaining on a live stream. So yeah. There's maybe some facts that I missed. And if I missed these facts, they would have been the only facts because I didn't see any facts. But I would say, I mean, and I said this on the live stream, So I'm sorry if like some of this is redundant, but like it was a hit piece on Stephen Greer's like enemies that are also ufologists or whatever you want to call them. He's just like calling out people for being like not as into UFOs as he is. And that's mostly what I got out of it. The entire beginning is like, oh yeah. There's like a history of like false flags, and it wasn't anything that I didn't know. I guess like a layman might watch it and be like, well, I didn't know that our government was lying to us. But like, if you've been alive for 15 years, you would know that our government is just kind of only lying to us. So, to me, it was just like, this is kind of a waste of time. This is like another Stephen Greer fucking, I also don't like him. So I'm biased, but, yeah, I thought it was a total waste of time.
That's cool. Tim, what did you think?
I'm a big fan of Stephen Greer. But I felt like this one was really rushed. Even the way it was edited and the facts were just like pouring out. Like it was just constant, like one idea to another idea to another idea. And, the whole thing was weird. It didn't have as good as like a flow as the other movies. Like I love Unacknowledged. It's like one of my favorite alien documentaries out there. And I just thought this whole thing was weird and rushed. But if I put everything aside, the quality of the movie and all this other shit, the message is that the government is going to try and fake an alien disaster on the same level as Pearl Harbor or 9/11. And so that they can put weapons in space and other crazy bullshit. If that's what Steven's trying to get out, then I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say, sure, he's probably right. I'd love to try and figure out how the government is going to do that. Cause I don't trust the government one bit for anything.
Right.
But,
and
yeah.
And I'll just do a quick one. It's funny because I feel like that he definitely like hit a couple, definitely was like taking a couple people down. But I think that was so small. And I'm like, you didn't need to waste your time with that. I feel like it was rushed too. It's weird because once you start like making money on documentaries, then the people that you end up paying like aren't as good as the people that you had when you had all the time and no money,
It's just saying like they made it in a week.
Well, it was very rushed and they were trying to get funding first. And so like, it was so rushed that, we definitely all criticized the effects and the editing and whatnot, whatever. I it's weird because I agree with you that Unacknowledged is, I'm going to take it a step further. I think it is the best UFO documentary out there.
Yeah, hands down.
And so it's weird to be like, oh, at this one, sure, we need to brush over everything again, because if you haven't seen anything and you need to be like, oh yeah, we did the Disclosure Project 2001, we went to Congress, so like they reiterated a lot of things that we all know, and they brushed over it so quickly that it wasn't as good as Unacknowledged, of course. And then they didn't. The good part of it is that they didn't speculate too much on how they were going to do anything, because that's where conspiracy theorists go crazy. It's like trying to figure out how they're going to do things. And we're probably going to do a little bit of that tonight. But I don't want to say I was let down, because I know it was rushed and they're just trying to get ahead of the information, they're just trying to inform people that, hey, if we can whistleblow anything, it's the fact that, sure, we all know that the government's lying to us, but like this false flag operation, if anything happens here where they try to fake an alien invasion, like just pay attention,
Right. Yeah, but that's okay. So let's start there, because I'm being like a not fun little shit, but like, and I don't want to stop us from like talking about how they would do a false flag for an alien invasion, but like to me it doesn't seem like they would need any justification to continue spending the money however they see fit, right? Like they're already doing the Space Force. Like according to Willie, they're already weaponizing satellites. And so it's like, why would they need to do this to continue spending a shitload of money.
Well, let me just say, I'm glad that you asked that, because that is the most basic question that should be asked. And so, yeah, you have funding. You have unending funding. Why do anything past that? You're not going to get more control. You're not going to lose control if the world is happy. People will feel comforted in the fact that we're safe because of how big our military is, you know? And so my conclusion is, because aliens are real, and if that gets let out, it's going to change their whole game. So it's like, oh, we need to, before everyone else figures out that aliens are real, we need to say they're bad, because if they find out they're not bad, we're fucked.
Right. Okay. So the crucial piece of information you left out is that you don't believe that aliens are bad.
Well, maybe this is my whole life. I thought that they were, until I started listening to Stephen Greer. I feel like he's the only person out there saying, if you look at the stories of our interaction with UFOs, they never fight back. We have stories of them shutting off nuclear facilities.
Yeah.
And stopping nukes from getting into space. This is all supposed. But there's never a story of, oh, they killed all these people because of the nukes, or they.
But there are, though. I mean, you've told those stories where that one guy went down into the mine or whatever and like shot a bunch of aliens. And it was, you know, I made fun of it. But that's a story, right? Or those different? Were those like inside aliens?
Well, seeing that. And so that's the whole thing. This is where everything gets fucked up. I want to just start saying entities, because I'm like, well, wait, do you think that the reptilians living underground like flew here from another planet? Because there's a chance they didn't. So I don't know. I mean, in the situations, and I think that there are multiple races, and I do think that there probably are bad races, but I think that the ones that are around whenever nukes go off. Nuclear facilities, all these, anything to do with nukes. Like, I don't think that those, they have every reason to, like, stop us before we set off a nuke, you know?
Well, maybe it's because the nukes are the only thing that could stop them.
Well, I mean, I'm getting way ahead of everything. You guys go ahead.
Well, I mean, and so that's one idea that like, you know, we've talked about, we thought about, whatever. But one idea is that, like, yeah, our nukes are affecting them in different dimensions. And it's like, fuck, man, you guys can't do this. Even in that situation, like let's say, we're having an ant problem right now. But let's say the ants, like, had some, like, you know, acid shit that started like making my house fall apart. At that point, it's like, hey, we could all get on board and say, hey, let's just kill all the ants everywhere, because like all of our houses are falling apart. And even in that situation, like, yeah, we treat pests in that way. And like us nuking other dimensions, we would be pests. So like, it's all about what stories you've seen and heard, you know, like if they're looking at our nukes, we then become the pests of the galactic community. You know,
I just feel like the aliens would be powerful enough to, like, you know, say the NATO came out and said aliens are bad and blah, 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 blah. I just feel like the aliens would be powerful enough to show up and be like, yeah, no, we're not. Look, we're not killing all of you. We're here, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, I don't know.
Well, and so that's the thing, is that, like...
Well, hang on. I just figured it out. Like, the perfect false flag would be, you would wait until aliens made contact, right? So they come down and they're like, we're cool, we're chill. And then you would like fake a thing where they like killed a bunch of people or whatever.
Betrayal.
And then you'd be like, look, they fucking aren't cool. Like, we need more weapons or whatever.
You know, there's a story that's been going around in the UFO community for decades. And the story is that, and he touched on it, and he's mentioned it a lot in Unacknowledged, but like, that supposedly some aliens did come here. And this is a big what if. And they met with Eisenhower. And they basically said, you know, if you get rid of your nukes and all your weapons, like, we'll introduce you to the galactic community. And everyone thought, especially five-star general, that like, oh, this is them trying to disarm us so that they could win. So that, no matter what you think, we're never going to disarm ourselves. And right. One idea.
Well, but that is a good thought, right? I mean, you don't want to get grifted. You don't want to disarm because some alien told you to.
I know. Like, okay, hey, we're putting all the guns over here. That, like, that's a story that will never work.
Right.
True or fake. Like, and so, I don't know. I mean, like, and so they kind of left us alone after that, supposedly. I don't know. There's so many different stories, and there's so much misinformation, disinformation. Like,
I got a theory.
Yeah, yeah. What's that?
You want to hear it? It might be a little long, but I think that, like, maybe the government loved us being in lockdowns. You know, they were like, oh, this is cool. Everybody's in the same place. Like, they should be like this all the time. You know, we got more control over the people. We need to keep them scared. So what they're going to do to us is take the one thing away from us that we love and behold and never imagine it going away, is they'll fucking say that the aliens took away our power and internet. And then they'll like blast horns and sirens to the streets saying, fucking aliens did this, hide in your houses. You know, maybe do some CGI, some live crazy sound shit and get us all fucking terrified just to keep us in our fucking houses.
It's an interesting theory, but I feel like the internet is one of the major weapons that they have, right? Because like they can just throw out like, oh yeah, yeah, China made the fucking virus, and then that
spreads.
Well,
they'll wait till we figure they'll wait till something comes out that proves that they're assholes. And the second, that's when they'll do it.
Well, we proved they were assholes during PRISM, right?
So here's...
PRISM was the Snowden leaks.
Oh, okay.
So here's some weird things, like... They've had opportunities, you know? Like, when you look at... It was, you know, one of the most interesting things I thought Stephen Greer brought up in that documentary was the types of crafts and being like, hey, if you can get close enough, you can see that this is a military craft. And the aliens have crafts like this too, but the only way to tell is to get too close, which is, you know, most people don't. So it's interesting because when you look at a story like the Phoenix Lights, was it 95 in Arizona, a giant UFO craft went over the whole state.
A mile and a half long, yeah.
And there were sightings, hundreds of sightings.
Thousands.
And through that story, though, nothing came of it. They didn't even talk about it. It was a joke. Even the governor who witnessed it also, like, made a joke of it, too, where they, like, arrested this person in an alien costume. And not to, I mean, I don't know, like, who told everyone to not take it seriously? And then, so like, if that were to have happened now that we're looking at these UFOs that are like, and UAPs are like, hey, we don't know what that is. If that happened now, would we look at it differently?
They'd have to do something bigger, I think, to get the whole world to believe. Like, they got to do something huge.
But I'm just saying, if the Phoenix Lights happened tomorrow, our news outlets would look at it different, be like, you know, the Navy and the Pentagon are all saying this might be real. What is this? Whereas before it's like, yeah, they saw some weird stuff. You know, we're not even going to talk about it, even if it was military.
You know what's weird about Phoenix Lights is it's like if you were a reporter who reported on the Phoenix Lights and, you know, waved your hands at it or whatever and said that it was like, you know, whatever. I don't know what they said it was, but like, but now that like the UAP thing is happening, don't you go back and kind of go like, oh wait, I should like recheck on this as a journalist. I should like go back and could this have been a thing?
That's the most frustrating thing that I just keep asking is like, don't we have to relook at not necessarily everything, but most things? Like they haven't even talked about Roswell again after. I mean, that's the biggest thing. They should be like, hey, what about Roswell now?
Roswell's the Air Force is. I know. That's so long ago that it's like, how would you even? But like the Phoenix Lights was, you know, what, 20 years ago? 25 years ago?
My only thing about Roswell is that they've kept changing the story. And even in the 90s, they changed the official story.
Like, is there even a news network that you would trust to give you information about UFOs?
I don't know if there's a network, but there's definitely real journalists.
Like a reporter,
out there.
Like a few reporters, yeah.
There's people who are actual journalists, and
yeah, there's a few.
I don't know them, but because I don't really care, but about this arena, but I don't know. I really feel like if I was a reporter in Phoenix, I would look that back up.
Yeah,
and re-examine it, and like because you gotta think like you're a cold case cop or whatever, right? And like, oh yeah, everyone forgot about this thing, but I'm gonna go back and I'm gonna talk to all these people again, and like try.
People
and
are weird
out.
About it. I mean, my uncle lives there. I asked him about every time I've asked him about it, he dodges the question. He starts talking to somebody else at the family party.
Does he just hate you?
Also weird too.
Yeah, it's true. Well, he just doesn't want to talk to me.
Yeah, he's like, this is the last conversation. I'm trying to talk about the Cowboys, and this motherfucker's asking me about Phoenix in 1995.
His brain probably melted when he saw that shit. Okay.
Well, that could happen too, I guess. Yeah. Did his brain melt? Maybe he saw it,
everything he believed about the world just kind of crumbled for a few minutes until it went away. If he saw it, yeah, I think so.
Like, or maybe they Men in Black like mind erased everyone who saw it. But that's nefarious, though. If they did that, that means they're not cool. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking to Timothy Pizza about I don't know, aliens, the Stephen Greer fucking documentary thing. Documentary, I use that word loosely. mostly him saying a bunch of shit, and then a bunch of people with like white hair
and some HD stock footage.
A bunch of stock footage, like a very loose definition of documentary.
I like the Oppenheimer parts.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills. And the kills. And the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? Put that... What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. We're talking to Timothy Pizza about Stephen Greer's documentary. What's it called, Willie?
The Cosmic Hoax.
Yeah. You can find it on our YouTube page if you want to watch it before you listen to this, even though now we're halfway through the episode.
It's also on chumbus.com in case it gets taken down. That's his whole thing in his email. He's like, YouTube keeps censoring me. So I've made a droplet on DigitalOcean where nobody can take it down but me.
That's awesome.
What's DigitalOcean? What is that?
It's a place where you can host stuff. These things called droplets. Like, you get like a virtual computer and you can just like code a website into it. They're super fast. You can get them for like $4 or $5 a month. So if you got like a, you know, you get a, get on a whim, you buy a domain name and want to try it out. It's,
so you're cool. Like, you're like a Snowden then, huh?
Yeah. I mean, at times I used to have like a, I used to have a little Tumblr where I was scrapbooking news articles during COVID because everything was so insane, but I trashed it because they started pulling people off of Facebook and YouTube for like those same articles. So
yeah, well, it's weird how many throughout for all conspiracies and misinformation, you know, like for how many things I've seen taken down. And I don't know if I can say rightly so. It's like, what? It's weird because, like, when you my best parallel is the flat Earth stuff is just has just gone so out of control.
Don't get me started.
Yeah,
I mean, but this is an interesting kind of talking point that's way off topic. But it is sort of like, I guess it does need to be asked, like, who is in charge of what's true, you know? And this is like what all the right wingers are saying right now. It's like, well, Facebook and Twitter and maybe YouTube are taking all of our opinions down. And it's like, yeah, so everyone who's not a right winger is going like, yeah, because you're like spreading misinformation. But then like, where does it stop? And like, what are the alternatives?
There's a blurred line in the middle of like there's people lost in that. And it doesn't just it makes people justify themselves. Oh, I got taken out. Must have been real. I'm like, no. Hold on. Kids are on the internet too, you know. So like,
I feel like people with bad agendas are going into places like Flat Earth and other shit and grooming them.
Yeah, I agree.
To for some white hate shit. Maybe that's why they keep pulling people down. But
definitely,
I don't know. It's just, if you're into conspiracy theories, like especially like on a platform with chat, like you gotta be. There may be people, like, if you're into, like, you know, Flat Earth or whatever, like, keep an eye out on certain people in the group because they might be trying to see if you're a candidate for some other more malintended, that's not a word, is it?
Yeah.
For some, like, malintended shit, like, thinking, oh, this guy might be, you know, groomable to join some...
Some kind of militant sort of, like...
Yeah.
Well, that's what was weird too, you know, with everything that's happened in the past decade, for how many different like unofficial militant entities I've seen that are like, you know, where they like hired different groups of people. I'm like, wait, what is this group?
Right. You know?
It's been a weird time. Like even at the beach a couple times, I've seen like some weird unmarked cars filled with people with machine guns and uniforms. I'm just like, what? I don't know what you're doing here. Well, I don't know. It's just been strange to notice things. Anyways,
But my question is more about the internet and like, so like if they, and I guess censor is the word. If they start censoring anything that they don't deem to be correct, then where do all the fake moon landing people go? You know what I mean? Like, what about the harmless, fun conspiracy theories about like Bigfoot?
Well, I mean, they were censoring people that were posting CDC facts on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, maybe they were spinning the stats the wrong way, the way that they didn't want them to. But there were people with graphs from the CDC that got censored. I can't remember.
isn't this why we have monopoly laws? Like, does Twitter have a monopoly on information sharing?
Right, and the thing is they. I think that they basically do because you're joining their club. It's just the club has gotten so big that news stations report tweets. You know.
Oh, I fucking hate that. Like, you can't use a tweet as a source.
No, I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, and then people saying like two people makes it people. Get the fuck out of here. And I keep complaining about this. I don't know if I've complained about it on this, but like. Like that, and I don't care about
Twitter's compromised.
But like recently, like Valerie Bertinelli is complaining about being fat shamed, and I'm like, you can disable comments. You're such an old celebrity that like, why are you listening to comments still? Like, fucking post your pictures and get out. Like, what the fuck?
Who's that? Who's Valerie Bertinelli?
Yeah, thank you. She's nobody, but every news station is going to tell you the story about how she broke down because she was being fat shamed. I'm like, if one troll calls you fat, that's not fat shaming. That's a troll on the internet.
But it's also like you're a public figure. You've opened yourself up to that scrutiny.
Yeah.
No one fat shames me. I've been called ugly and it hurt, but I didn't call the local media about it. Yeah. I just buried it deep down in my soul and brought it up.
You didn't call 911.
I've been called fat a lot. I'm like, oh man. For a while, I was like, am I fat? I'm like, oh no, I got a big face on TV, on internet sometimes. But I'm like, hey, I'm trolling people too the same way.
Well, here's the thing. They're within their rights to call you fat. You're the one who put up the video.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, from 8:15 to 8:20 every morning, I shame fat people on Twitter.
Not because I'm trying to be mean. I'm trying to get them in shape.
It's like my coffee. I look at their body till I get mad, and then I tweet at them.
If I don't do this, they'll just continue.
Yeah.
I'm helping them.
Yeah, there's no way that Eddie Pepitone is your favorite
Planet
comedian.
Fitness pays me, too. Planet Fitness pays me, too.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny. Like, most fat shamers just work for the man.
work for Planet Fitness.
Yeah. let me ask you guys this question. And I don't know how much this applies because but after seeing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, go ahead, ask Fatty.
Yeah, you fat piece of shit. Your question's probably stupid because you're so fat.
The dad bods aren't fat. Does government or military like secrecy change after everything you've seen in this and you know this stuff? Like, does their secrecy change your belief in entities being here at all? Whether they're from different planets or inner earth or multidimensional, like does their secrecy change?
I think the aliens are on such another level that the inner workings of our military doesn't matter to them. So I don't think I'd believe anything the government would say about aliens. I think the aliens are probably multidimensional, like See My DMT episode. Like, that's who I'm talking about. Or it's like the guys, like when you fucking freebase some DMT and you go through the fucking light tunnel and then you get to the other planet where you see the weird fuckers running around. I'm talking about those guys. Like, those are aliens to me. I don't think they're coming here and like, I don't think they're going a long voyage over space and time. I think they just do a fucking rip through the fucking time space and just could walk through your fucking through like a portal in your room, come in, take your shit, slap you, impregnate your daughter. I don't know why I made them impregnate your daughter in that example in the end, but I think aliens are on such a level that we can't even fathom how the shit they are.
Word.
I would say this, like, I have such a healthy distrust of authority that I don't know who hurt me back in the day, but I have never trusted anyone with any sort of authority. And so I don't listen to them. I don't do what they want me to do. I stonewall them at every chance. And so this whole thing about the government releasing, you know, the...
When they released that, it made me care about UFOs less.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, it's never affected me in any way, right? I see these weird videos and I go, yeah, that's weird, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it hasn't affected me up till now. And so if they suddenly say to me that aliens are real, then I'm like, well, okay, what's really going on here? Why are you telling me that aliens are real? Because, like, this hasn't affected my life in any way. So this is, like, kind of a long con that you're trying to do on me.
You think they're trying to cover up a different news story?
Not even that. Just, like, you're up to something. Like, and I don't want to have any part of it. Like, this is not my world. Like, my world is sleeping until 11 and then writing fart jokes and then playing video games. And
tight.
I'm not saying that to be cool, but it's pretty cool. I have a pretty cool life. But, but you know, I don't know. Well, I'm going to take umbrage with something that you told me on the live stream, which is that I'm not contributing to society at all.
No. I didn't say that. I said that.
I'm paraphrasing. Okay. I think that, like, making people laugh is better than making people paranoid about aliens.
I do too, man. So my biggest, the reason why I'm asking this question is because, like, in the same way, to me, the military saying and the government saying aliens are real is making me go, like, oh, fuck, maybe they're not real.
Yeah. Well, that's one thought. Or, like, your original thought, like, oh, they're real but harmless and they're trying to make me paranoid about it.
Yeah. Know? And so here's my next line of thought for where we should go. Is it, like, because, like, I'm afraid that, like, this whole thing could be misinformation. You know, early on, a lot of people said Stephen Greer was a misinformation guy. And I'm like, oh, that's weird, because everyone I felt like who was saying that was a misinformation guy. So, like,
yeah. What?
He's the only one saying go meditate and you can talk to them. I mean, like, that helps nobody in the government or making money. It's like, hey, if you could actually go talk to them,
that's what made me believe him more.
You, like, might that fuck up their deal.
Yeah, that meditation thing was so weird at first that it made me realize he wasn't trying to make money.
And so here's my thing: is that, like, I don't want to try to figure out what the fake alien invasion is going to be. I want to talk about, what can we do to, like, if we see an alien invasion, what should we do to A, either accept it as an alien invasion, or to B, try to expose the fact that it's them. And so
need, like, some sort of general, like, alien invasion. Like, what's that going to consist of?
And so I'm like, whatever this alien invasion is going to be, let's say there's a false flag operation that's going to happen. It's going to be small scale.
Yeah, it's going to be one incident somewhere. Like,
it's not going to be San Francisco. It's going to be.
Well, I don't even think it would be America. I think it would be, like, some fucking, like, other country, some town in some country we've never heard of, you know.
It's going to be somewhere sort of cool to get the whole world's attention, though.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is that, like, it could be so small that no one could witness it and they could just make the footage.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, they would do it in a way where it's like everyone in America would be like, oh, well, shit, there's video. And, like, this is a place, like, some small, like, I don't know, village or something. Like, that's
the come out. It'll come out on CNN, you know, like, well, it'll be Don Lemon or one of those guys, and that, you know, that America loves.
I mean, showing the footage. Everyone would cover it. Everyone would cover it. It would be like completely bipartisan. There's this weird alien attack in the middle of Africa somewhere where there would be no witnesses to refute it.
Yeah.
Like, because you're right. If you did it in San Francisco, then a million people would be like, that didn't happen. We're fine.
Yeah.
It's right. Like these right-wing talking points of like, oh, yeah, Portland is burning right now. Like, Portland is fucked. Black Lives Matter burned down Portland.
Yeah.
And then you talk to people in Portland, and they're like, everything's kind of fine here. I don't know.
And see, that's a weird thing, too, because, like, yeah, Portland is the best example. Another example is going back to the Phoenix Lights. Like, here we have, thousands of witnesses. And then, like, it went away as if it never happened, and everybody was fine going, like, okay, well, it didn't happen. And so, like, that's weird, too.
But that's what makes me disbelieve the Phoenix Lights thing. I never heard of it until you brought it up. And it seems to me, like, if that happened, wouldn't there be so many people who were just like, we've got to figure this out. Like, why is there not, like, some kind of, like, you know, a grassroots organization that's like, we've got to figure out the Phoenix Lights. Like, we all saw it. Like, what's happening here? You know,
they made some movies that were pretty compelling.
And also though, like there were,
yeah, but I could make a movie about Hitler being a nice guy. Would you believe it?
And you were just, hey, man, you really want to make this movie.
He was just a pawn in the game of money.
No, you just watched Jojo Rabbit, didn't you?
No, I'm just doing a callback to my previous joke.
Well, so my thing is, at
Hitler
this point,
and me.
If you see what looks like an alien invasion happening, this is what I think you should do. I think you should live stream it in any way you can, just so that other people see it too. I think that if you have a gun... I've always been under the idea that aliens are not hostile. If they're invading and they're hostile, we're going to lose. So get any weapon you can out and start shooting that thing. Because I'm saying, like, if they're invading, fuck, man, might as well shoot. Because
what do you think we need, like, birdshot, slugs?
I don't know. I'm only saying this because what we need at this point, whether it's aliens or multidimensional beings or secret military, we need the craft. We need the bodies. Without either one, this will always just be something that everyone can just debate on. If they're invading us and we're going to lose anyways, might as well get a body to figure it out. Fucking attack. If there's an invasion happening, fucking attack that shit. Because if you just videotape it, nothing happens. It's like the Phoenix Light.
Wait, but I don't understand. Because you're telling people that aliens are cool, but you're also telling them to shoot at them?
If an invasion is happening.
So by invasion, you mean like violent. They're being violent.
They're not just here. Yeah.
All right. Well, words are important, Willie. Like,
but,
you need
but,
to
but, but
need
invasion,
to specify.
Invasion is a pretty big... Like,
yeah, but a UFO hovering over your city, you could say would be an invasion. You could say that. There was a lot of people who would say that's an invasion.
Like, should we fire
any
violent floating
actions.
UFO or wait till there's beings on
but
the ground?
I see UFOs every night I look almost.
Right. Well, this is semantics. Not everyone sees UFOs. I'm just saying, like, I wanted to plug this. There's an ACLU app. And I can't find the title of it, but like there's an ACLU app that it's for recording police. So basically you open it, you start recording, and then it immediately goes to their...
That's great.
It's like the cloud. It immediately records everything.
That's
so
great.
I would do that rather than
will
just
add
like
the
use
word
your camera.
Hostile invasion. That's great. Yeah, I want to get this ACLU app. Might as well have it anyways. If a hostile invasion is happening... Go get your fucking guns and try to get a craft
this
and
is,
a body.
Hang on. This is...
And get your AR soon because they're going to get banned soon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So go buy an AR-15.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Use the code Real Life Sci-Fi.
No.
For 10% off the AR-15.
But I don't think there's going to be.
I'm the most conservative person here, and I'm telling you this is.
I don't know. I might debate you on that, but.
Well, all right. So listen, my parents just sent me this guy, this fucking guy. I'm not even going to say his name because I don't want to promote him. He's wearing a cowboy hat, and he's like, "I'm not racist." It's like maybe the first thing he says is, "White dude, I'm not racist." Like I don't know if you can ever spot a racist, but usually the first sign is when they say, "I'm not racist."
Oh, okay. What do you got to say?
And so he goes, I'm not racist, but there is a race war coming and get your guns. And it's like, well, okay, shit. Holy shit. What the fuck are you talking about? And like, yeah. So my parents are buying into this. They haven't talked to a black person in fucking 20 years. So everything that they think about black people, they've read online. They go, oh yeah. Black people, they just want communism.
As a couple like, downtown.
No, they're probably fine with those ones. If it's interpersonal, they're like, "Yeah, well, this guy's cool." They're not racist.
Yeah.
But the internet has told them that, like, "Oh, black people are out to get white people, so watch out, man, because there's a race war coming. You better be ready."
You guys have probably seen the video of the black militant. There's like a group of militant people like training each other. It's only like 20 people, but they treat it like, "Hey, they're building armies."
There was a thing,
and I'm like, "Hey, there's a million white armies doing the same thing. Just people like it's just a group of people that."
Somebody paid a black theater group to wear a militia outfit and surround the KKK building, and they filmed it and said it was real.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
fuck.
Be very careful about
telling
people to arm themselves in the event of an alien invasion.
I'm saying, because, though, that no, in any situation, if a hostile,
doesn't hurt to arm yourself, but if a hostile alien pull it out,
if a hostile alien invasion is happening, you're not going to mistake hostile alien invasion for saying
All right. And you really think that your fucking bullets are going to kill these aliens? You don't think that they planned ahead? You don't think they did their research and they were like, "Oh, like 1 in 5 Americans have guns. Let's just go down there and take our chances."
Oh, listen. I totally feel that way. I'm just saying, like,
what else are you going to do?
Well, yeah.
You got to do something.
I don't know.
I mean,
become enslaved? Like who's to say that like if aliens took me, it would be a bad thing?
I think that they have the capabilities to take you without you knowing and having a hostile invasion. I think if there's a hostile invasion, it's fake. I'm saying that it's military then at this point.
So you should shoot at the government then? You don't think that's going to end up bad?
To prove that they're faking it. Yeah.
You just want people to kill themselves for your weird, like,
no, I mean, obviously no one's agenda? Obviously no one's going to listen to me and I like.
You don't own a gun.
I don't because I don't have a proper safety, but I'm very good at shooting them. And I grew up with guns.
Yeah, sure. But if an alien invasion happened tonight, you'd be just as fucked as everyone else.
Oh, I got my
laser. You don't have one?
I got my laser pointers and I got my videotape in it.
What are you like a kid? You're like a kid in the alien version of Red Dawn. You're gonna fucking spring a Home Alone trap on the aliens.
I just figured most dudes at least had a shotgun.
I've got a 3 million watt taser, and then I also have this laser pointer will blind anybody.
Oh well, guess what? Aliens love tasers. They eat them for breakfast.
Yeah, like it's how they get their coffee.
Well, yeah,
that's how they're just going to be amped. You're just going to amp them up.
They suck on a taser and shame fat girls.
I'm just laughing at the fact that if you have guns and a hostile invasion is happening, you might as well fucking shoot at it.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't think it's bad advice because.
I mean, it's bad advice because you're definitely going to die. There is no winning in that scenario. Even if it's fake, they're going to kill you.
But I feel. Yeah, well. I mean,
it's better to die like. I'm just gonna say it, and I'm just gonna say that I regret saying this, and I know all the horrible things that go along with it, but it's better to die with a fucking AR-15 or a fucking taser or a fucking handgun in your hand than to die like a bitch. But
okay,
I don't.
It's just guys. I mean, I don't. I mean, if an alien was dragging me down the street and like I didn't know that crying, like a little.
We're suddenly on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Well, I personally think that the fake alien invasion is going to happen like we talked about in some small remote country that no one is videotaping. But let's just say it is bigger scale. I mean, there's no way it's going to be. If it's a fake one, if it's a real one, what are you going to do? Close your door? I don't know. It's weird.
Dude, if it's a real one, what am I going to do? I'm going to shoot a fucking alien? Are you kidding
me?
Yeah. Yes. And it's going to bounce off his fucking head and he's going to be like, well, we were going to be cool, but now I'm going to fucking.
No. This is definitely like hostile invasion.
Yeah. You know? This is like these things are all teeth. And
oh, so there's no prisoners of war. They're going to kill like, everyone. They're going to eradicate like the entire population.
This is like the aliens in Independence Day.
I would listen, as much as I talk about suicide and wanting to kill myself, which I very much want to. But don't do it. Call the suicide hotline if you need help.
This is mental health month.
I would much rather be a prisoner of an alien than shoot him in the head worthlessly and then die on the spot.
Yeah, but you might live.
No, I wouldn't. There is no way that they're coming down here and going like, let's take Los Angeles. They're totally... They've so many guns. They have so many guns in Los Angeles. Let's go and take them, knowing that guns could hurt them. They wouldn't do that.
I don't believe a real alien invasion is ever going to happen. I always think that if there is one, it's going to be military. So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna shoot at them.
I know. Okay, so you're gonna shoot at military guys?
Nope, mayonnaise. Nope. She's trying to go on the laptop and sit on the keyboard. Kitty, stupid cat.
Yes, I am going to.
So here's the thing.
I'm right there with you, Willie.
Okay, you guys are. I'm gonna live until like 2120 because the aliens are gonna take me in and they're gonna give me like cyborg parts and I'm gonna be like on a spaceship in a different planet and you guys are gonna be dead because you shot at them.
You're gonna be strapped to a table and they're gonna electrocute your balls every like.
I think that they could take us all peacefully without us knowing.
Well, okay, but that's a different.
Your balls are so tased.
You move the goalposts, man. You can't just say that in the middle of a conversation. Like, yeah, if they can take us all without us knowing, that's a different scenario, right? Then where are your guns going to get you?
Oh, no. I'm not saying get a gun, but I'm saying, like, if you look at the technology they have, the only way that you're going to witness a hostile invasion is if it's not real.
I'd almost rather shoot at government people dressed as aliens than actual aliens.
Well, listen,
like if I shot an alien and I pulled like its mask off, like in the end of Scooby Doo, and it was like, oh, it was Officer Bill the whole time, I'd be like,
I think we need to talk a little bit about free will and individualism and. If the government decided, hey, let's do a false flag about aliens, who do you think the aliens are going to be? They're going to be 18-year-olds who just signed up. They're enlisted. They're like these fucking kids. They don't even know. And they could be like, wait, you want me to like kill American citizens and deny that request, right? So like, why are you going to shoot at them?
You need the proof.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a gotcha. Do you just think you got me?
No. Proof? That's me depressingly going like, I don't want to kill some kid.
Well, you just said you would rather shoot at a military guy than an alien.
Yeah.
Do you think the military guys are?
Well, they are casualties of war. Is what they are.
Jimmy Carter's not coming down on the front lines and trying to be like an alien. Hey, oh, I'm an alien. Oh, don't shoot me.
If they pull some idiot army kids and put them in alien suits and send them down my block, and I wind up shooting them, and then I pull the mask off, it's an alien guy. I'll live stream that shit and be like, yo, this is an alien. This isn't alien, guys. It's our military.
I'm just like,
see the real blood
from everything that I've seen. they don't, it's not going to be aliens doing any sort of, and I know we've gone over this, but I'm just saying, like, then they're gone too. Then they're killing people also. So like, it's like stopping a Manchurian candidate or whatever, you know. It's just, we're not going to be in this situation.
I would rather live. Here's the thing. Let me reveal myself to be a huge coward here. I would be the guy in Die Hard who says, "I can give you John McClane." That's what it'd be. If
Bubby,
let's say that Red Dawn happens and there's Russians coming around. I'm not gonna. Maybe if that perfect scenario works out where I can get to the woods with my friends, I would fight them. But if not, I'm not gonna fight them. I'm just gonna be like, "All right, what do you got? What's in store for me? What are you gonna do with me?"
And they like rip off your fingers and cram them down.
No, I'm saying if this is actual Russians, I would still just sort of be like, "Okay, what's up, Russians? Like, what do you want? Like, are you taking over America? I can learn Russian. That'd be fun, I guess." Like, I don't know.
I see your side in that. Eventually, you're not just going to be a slave. The colonization effect will eventually lead you to just have a normal life that's restricted.
Right. And what's the difference then now? Like, it would be giant. I don't want to pretend like we don't have freedom.
But you like, still might have a YouTube channel.
I still might have a YouTube channel, and I still would be fine. I would still be alive. And
they
still
would
be going, like,
they would, the way that things are now, they would rather you play video games all day than to do anything else.
So am I just a spineless coward and you guys believe in, like, America?
No.
I don't believe in America.
No, dude. You know what I believe in? I really – I'm such a fucking sci-fi nerd that I'm just like, hey, man, we missed our shot to join the galactic community. I'm offended.
All right. Oh, what about that? Okay, let's introduce that. Let's say, they came, they tried to turn our nukes off. We kept like building nukes, fighting each other. We're still a world of conflict. And then eventually they were like, fuck these humans. They're like pieces of shit. Like, let's just fucking take them all out. Like, we're good people, but let's take them out because this is like having fleas or something.
Yeah.
Fleas are a nuisance. Let's just take them all out. And so they come down here and they're like, taking us all out, but are they eradicating us, or would they only eradicate the fucking problems? Like, because, like, fuck, flea is a bad metaphor because you do eradicate fleas. Let's see, fuck, we're, I can't
like
think
a,
of a good.
I mean, we'd be like a
well,
cancer.
Well, how about this? What about
beavers?
A spotted owl? So, like, okay, they're protected, but they're in the way of progress because you can't get rid of their houses. You can't cut down all the trees that have spotted owls in them. So it's like,
metaphors aside.
Yeah.
If they're benevolent beings and they're like, let's fucking kill these people who are having conflicts because it's never ending and it's fucking stupid and all they're doing is like paying money to build more weapons to kill each other to get more money to build more weapons, would us three be a part of that? Because we're just sitting around. Aren't they smart enough to be like, let's kill all the fucking heads of the governments of every fucking place, and then we'll be like, what's up?
I feel like,
see who too,
and this is me projecting maybe, but it's just like, hey, you guys say you have democracy, you say you can vote for everything, you are fine with your leaders. Your leaders have been responsible for killing people all over the world. You are just as guilty for not knowing what they're doing.
Except for that, the vast majority of us are not fine with any of that shit, and we don't get to,
like,
vote on any of that shit.
Voting is a joke. It's like, what can we
take all that aside though, and picture this. In the history of humans, no matter who was in charge, no matter how many people disagreed with them, how many situations have they done something that was better for the universe? They, you know, their society aside, you know.
Well, that's a loaded question. Universe?
Well, I know it's loaded, but I'm just saying that, like.
Or just like even the greater good. Like,
we don't even know what's outside of our solar system. We're going to do things for the good of the universe.
Well, like, take, for example, the fact that, like, and listen, I'm guilty in this too, but it's just like, hey, you're going to go get a soda with a plastic straw, like fucking every meal and just throw it away. I'm just like, everything we do, whether it's killing people, whether it's like, we don't do anything that thinks past what we're enjoying as a society.
That's very short-sighted. I feel like we're becoming more and more progressive as a society. I don't think that, like, you can say that we're all fucking that short-sighted that nothing we do. Carbon footprint is a word that we invented.
I mean, I don't know.
I think that our regular matter of business is just. Like picture how we deal with trash.
I think you're just a guilty person, and you're gonna think that the aliens are gonna hate you because you had fucking Burger King a couple times.
No. It's not about an individual. It's about, hey, the collective is never gonna be better than their heads, and their heads are always gonna get corrupted.
I mean, yeah, we're fucking up the planet. We've done some cool shit. You know, I mean, we're not all bad.
I'm saying it's not about fucking up the planet. It's about accidentally fucking up the universe. You know how many times...
What were you talking about with the straws then?
Well, just bringing up the idea that, like, every little thing that we do that you might think is bad, like, we still do because it's like, it was taught to us and it seems fine.
It's like, you're killing the planet angle.
Oh, like we
Willie, this is like, have you ever played a board game with like a 4-year-old and there's rules to the board game and you're playing it and then the 4-year-old is like, no, those aren't the rules. I win because of these rules. Like, that's the American government. Like, we can't win because it's a thrown game. Like, we lost decades ago when we decided that, like, money is more important than a republic.
Yeah. And I agree with that. Yeah.
So then why as an alien, as a higher intelligence species who's coming down for the greater good of the universe, why would you eradicate an entire species based on these toddler rulers who are like, no, those aren't the rules. These are the rules.
Because if you've watched us throughout our history, we've always had the same toddler rulers. Here we have technology. We have.
And so instead of liberating those followers, you're just going to kill everyone.
Well, I feel like, you know, like, this is just me comparing it to other aliens or other species out there, you know, where it's like, hey, man, fucking tigers will always bite you. And then you see this heartwarming story of a guy who trained a tiger and years later they give him a big hug. And it's like, well, yeah, but that's an extreme situation that, like, you know. Should all tigers die? I don't know where I'm going.
No. Listen, but that's only when you're fucking with tigers. If you don't fuck with tigers, they don't eat you. They're off on their own. They're doing their own thing. It's on you if you get eaten by a tiger.
Well, I mean, oh, okay.
You don't have to kill all the tigers.
Here's my real answer, okay? Because I'm trying to make parallels and trying to compare everything, and it's fucking dumb.
All right, but I will fucking break down your metaphors, man.
And my metaphors are thought up on the spot so bad that, like, I'll break them down too.
So are mine, but mine are airtight.
I think that our existence is supposed to have a. Here I go again harping on the same shit I'm always harping on, but I'm just like. You know how, like,
I already know what you're gonna say. We all have to fucking
hold on. Like we.
I missed this.
Well, hold on.
You guys argue
when they can prove that humans still can experience the magnetic field. It's like we've lost the ability to recognize it, but we still have the ability. There have been
isn't
some
that part of the vaccine. Isn't it magnetic?
Ah, forget all that. No. Don't go there. And so
don't
it's like
throw the tangential wrench into Willie's statement.
I know. Cause I can't even finish what I'm trying to say, but, it's just like, if you look at
like the pineal gland on the fluoride,
let him talk. He's okay, going to get so mad.
All right.
If you look at humanity from a galactic perspective,
yeah.
You look at the history, everything we've done, you have to look at us from the whole, not from the individual. And we've always. So my answer is sure, maybe I'm glorifying or making an older civilization more important that they're out to be, but I feel like our connection to the universe has been disconnected. Sure, it might be pineal gland. Sure, it might be like the spiritual cosmic thing of like a combination of meditation and that's all bullshit too. But I'm just like, we haven't done anything to defend humanity as a whole. Sure, we have great experiences. Sure, we have little moments of love and little moments of things that are very powerful. But as a whole, we don't have those the comparable version of those little moments, you know? Like, and so I'm just saying, like, when I look at a spider in the house,
everything that you're talking about is hypothetical, though. You're imagining that. At one point, we did connect to the universe, and you're imagining that now we are disconnected from the universe, and you're imagining that that's the biggest crime in the world.
Well, not the crime that we were disconnected, but the fact that because we somehow disconnected, and I'm not talking consciousness or anything, I'm talking just like natural things, because of that, we will never go beyond what's in front of us. And so, like a pest,
this
you know,
like a,
mice yeah. are smart. Mice are very smart, and you can train them to do things. And cat, you know, you can train animals.
And also, mice are fine. We don't seek out and eliminate mice. We're just like, yeah, mice are cool. Whatever.
But a mouse infestation can kill you. And so that's all I'm getting at is we are an infestation. So they can let us live, but if we start going into space, we're fucking doomed.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is it's hard to argue against this because everything you just said came from your mind only.
I know. I get that.
I could do the same thing. I could be like, candy is the most important thing in the world, and we've all turned our backs on candy. And like, why don't we all eat candy all the time? And why is candy not our currency?
Well, maybe we can look at it like, has the world ever united together and agreed on one thing the same way about anything? Like with sports, like maybe the Olympics?
I think you could say that after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the entire world was like, let's not do that again.
But not our military, because we kept building them and we had nukes in places.
Okay, sure. Yeah, but I could buy cigarettes. That doesn't mean I'm going to smoke them.
But we never, because we never stopped building the bomb from an alien's perspective, why would they think that like we were going to stop using them when now everyone was building them?
I don't know. Case studies. Oh, it's been like 80 years. Maybe.
But we were still testing, and I'm saying the testing is what's affecting them. You know, anytime one goes off, I know. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist that has a slide answer for everything. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, can you give me an example of humanity being worth being saved?
The only thing I can think of is like that the aliens might be interested in would be like our music.
Thank you. Art. That's great. Art's great. Yeah, that's a great answer.
Yeah. Like, they might be like, oh, these guys are assholes, but yo, check out this fucking Daft Punk record.
Dude, for Christians out there, is music in heaven? You know what I mean? Like, that's such an abstract thing.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. The music's a big part of religion.
So yeah, heaven doesn't exist. So.
I'm glad you said. I don't think it does either. I'm glad you said that though, because I think arts.
I don't think it
creativity
does either, but it exists
is our only job, because that's the thing that keeps us different from animals. Animals infest. Humans create. So, I will say, as far as the universe consciousness expansion, that's probably bigger than any animal surviving. Because most animals just like, just need to procreate, and it's like, all of a sudden, we're fucking making art and music and comedy, you know. So that's the answer that makes me go, okay, I disagree with myself.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'd find something that they like that we did, and, you know, maybe TV or
like
something.
Do robots get jealous of humans laughing together? That's the hope. All right.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. This is the point of the podcast. We talk about this shit, right? And feel free to move the goalpost, because I'm always going to fucking move that football tee a little bit closer. I'm always going to nail it right through the uprights.
and I only say I'm sorry because I'm just like, yeah, I'm not trying to vilify like the common person who's just trying to get through their fucking day.
Yeah. That's not the point of this podcast. If that were the point of this podcast, it would be the most boring thing ever. We'd just be talking about how someone let someone else in the fucking lane change or whatever. Like, who gives a shit? So I understand all of this. I understand it. And I agree with you. Like, outside of art, I don't know that there's much to save the humans. But I would say that aliens, if they are benevolent and they're out there, this is how it started, right? The UAP and everything. They're not going to at some point like turn a corner and be like, all right, fuck it. They're like pests. Let's kill them all. I think they're just going to be like, leave them alone. Let them kill themselves. You know, if you find an anthill and it's like not bothering you, you can fuck with it a little bit, and it's kind of fun. You a little sadist in you is going to burn some ants and stick a stick in there and like fuck up their world. But you're not going to kill every ant. So all I'm saying is, like, if they are benevolent and they do take a turn and they're like, these guys are going to kill the universe, I don't think that they would entirely kill all of us, because once they just take out our leaders or whatever, then they're the leaders, right? And if humans are nothing if not subordinate, so
yeah,
we would just be kind of like, okay, maybe you guys got the right idea. I don't know. Fuck it. I'm just trying to bowl twice a week and like make some jokes.
And so, if that turns into some kind of battery for you, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Or even if it's totally worthless,
if the Matrix not they harming used to anything. Me to like suck my life sign out was cool, like I'd be down to be a battery.
I mean, my closing thought is there is no good, there is no evil. And so you shouldn't fear things being benevolent or evil. You just have to try to imagine surviving with that other thing being around too. And so, like, if you're gonna bite something, it's gonna like swat you. So fucking don't bite it, whatever that is, you know? And so, I don't know, does meditation help you connect to them? Probably not. But I don't believe in good and evil. And so, like, don't project that onto aliens, because that's where everything gets fucked up. So, like, I say that we're a pest, it's just that. It's just like, it's not good or evil. It, you know, you don't kill all the pests. I let some spiders go, but some of them I fucking kill. Go on. I'm done.
If you're watching the news and they're saying that aliens are attacking, just stop and think to yourself, is this the government? And break down the situation and try not to freak out. That's what I'm taking from all of this. I mean, if the aliens are going to come, I think they can fuck up our government. No problem. Whatever. You know, you can either shoot at them or you can be their battery or hope they don't kill you. Irrelevant. It's like, no way to know. But if you are watching the news in the next couple of years and something blows up and they're saying it's aliens and they're trying to get everybody on board with some crazy shit after that, like, oh, should we put nukes in space or whatever, blah, 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 then maybe stop and think to yourself, maybe this is the government. That's kind of like what I'm taking from the Stephen Greer film.
Love it.
Yeah. Those are my closings.
Yeah, I'll parrot that, but I will also say this. I think humans like rules. They like definitions. They like stability. They like being in boxes. And if aliens came down, it would be very easy for the aliens to just be like, oh yeah, those Ten Commandments, like, yeah, maybe, but let's yes and that, and like, here's all of our new rules, and we would all be like, okay, that makes sense. Let's adapt and do those rules now, because we are sort of a cancer, and like, I think like we would survive because we're like cockroaches. We would survive based on like just sort of like, yeah, like taking those new alien rules and like sort of like, you know, fucking them up, like making them benefit us, and maybe they would put a stop to it, maybe they wouldn't, and we would just sort of like devour them, like we have. I want to say this planet, but like it's still sort of fine. I mean, it's dying, but I just think. If the leaders were dead, the aliens would be the new leaders, and then we would go by those rules.
Yeah,
and fine. We would still keep making TV and stuff, and then the aliens would be like, "No nukes." Like, who's that going to affect?
Yeah,
nobody. No nukes. Shit.
My funny comment about human survival is, if you've ever watched the documentary "The Rockefeller Explosion," there's a guy in there who, like admits it, like, well, you know, the first time I drank Mountain Dew, I said, this is the only thing I'll ever drink from now on. And he stopped drinking water and he's still alive, like, you know, 20 years later, just drinking Mountain Dew instead of water. And I'm like, dude,
I drank nothing but Mountain Dew in high school.
We can survive like eating bullshit. And so, yeah, we're going to be around. No matter what happens.
I'm sure I could survive on Hungry Man dinners and Mountain Dew.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. If you want two bonus episodes a week, you can hear us talk more nonsense like this. We're going to continue the conversation. Timothy, are you sticking around?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to continue the conversation on the Patreon. So find us there. And remember that just because you're paranoid. Oh, do you want to do plugs? Shit.
I actually thought of a couple.
All right, give us your plugs.
My plugs are, I got to cover a song by my favorite band. They're an LA rock band called Health. H-E-A-L-T-H. They're fantastic. They let me cover this song. Fuck, I can't remember the name of the song. But I put it out under the artist name Basement Princess. There's a YouTube page. It's YouTube Basement Princess. Actually, let me look up the name of the song because.
Are you looking up Willie? Any plugs?
Yeah. Listen, if you've got kids, go find Googie. I've made a Googie YouTube page. If I can get 100 subscribers, I can change the name of it. That's all. I just want to be able to change the name to find it. So Googie on YouTube. G-O-O-G-Y.
L.A. Looks. What's the name of the song? Basement Princess, L.A. Looks. It's the vocals are by the Health guy. Did cool stuff to everything. Check it out. And always on Twitter at 14threes, 14threes spelled out like the words 14threes.
I will plug nothing. Remember, because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the Patreon.
Here's that song that Timothy Pizza was talking about. This is the band Health with the song L.A. Looks, redone by Basement Princess or Timothy Pizza.